I'm Josh Blake. I'm a Connect for Windows MVP and Technical Director of the InfoStrat Advanced Technology Group. In this video, we're going to walk through the source code to the Connect Weather Map application and do a deep dive on how background removal works. Before we go to the code, let's take a quick look at the application. The application removes the background from the color image and displays the image in front of an animated weather map. Unlike green screening, it doesn't matter what's in the background because the Connect SDK tells us which pixels belong to the users and which do not. Let's see how this works in the code. The Connect SDK calls this method 30 times per second. In this method, we open the color frame and copy the color data to our own array of bytes. We also open the depth frame and copy the depth image pixel data to our own array of depth image pixels. From there, we just need to process the data to display it in the UI. Before we look at the next method, let's talk about how the image data is stored. Images are displayed in 2D, but are stored as a 1D array in computer memory, row by row in a zigzag pattern. We can map between the 2D X and Y coordinate and the 1D array index using this formula, index equals X plus Y times the width. Depending upon the type of data stored, each element of the array may have multiple components. Each element in our color image has four components represented by bytes, blue, green, red, and alpha for transparency. The color image is an array of bytes, so to get the specific color value, you actually need to multiply the index by the number of components and add the offset. Color index equals index times 4 plus the offset, for example, 1 for green. Let's take a look at the process RGB image method. In this method, we loop through every pixel. Within each pixel, we set the alpha value to 255. We have to set this because the data returned from Connect has 0 for the alpha values. Then, if necessary, we create a writable bitmap, which is used to display in the user interface, and set the Connect image source to the writable bitmap. Then, every frame, we write the pixels from RGB bytes into the writable bitmap, which causes it to be displayed. Let's see how this looks. Now we have our Connect color image displayed in the interface. It's on top of the map background, but we haven't removed the background yet. Let's look at how we modify the color image to remove the background. Instead of calling the process RGB image method, I'm going to call the process RGB with background removal method. This method will actually remove the background pixels. In order to do this, we create a new image to hold the foreground data and copy some of the original color image data to the foreground image. We clear the foreground image each frame to 0, which means that all of the alpha values are transparent. Now we can loop through Y and X. We loop Y in the outer loop so that we can access the array and memory order, which is more efficient. The depth data provides the player index, 0 for no player, and 1 through 6 for the matching skeleton. We only copy pixels when the player index is not 0. When it's 0, we just continue leaving the pixel 0 for transparent. Finally, we copy the data from the original color image to the foreground image for each pixel where there is a player present. Then we create the writable bitmap if necessary and update the pixels so they're displayed in the interface. Let's take a look at how this looks now. Now the background is removed, but there's a problem. The color image and the depth image, where we got the player indexes, are not lined up. This is because the Connect color and depth sensor have two slightly different points of view. Let's make the images line up. Instead of calling process RGB with background removal, I'm going to call process RGB with background removal aligned. This method uses the Connect coordinate mapper class to map the depth frame to the color frame. It provides a new array of data containing coordinates in the color image that line up with each pixel in the depth image. Now we can use the mapped coordinate to copy the correct color values. as long as the mapped value is inside the range of the image. Let's see how this looks now. Now we have removed the background pixels and properly lined up the depth and color images. In this video, we learned how to modify image pixels, how to map the Kinect depth image to the color image, and how to use the player index to remove backgrounds. Check the video description for links to other videos where I talk about the design of this application, how the gesture recognition works, as well as a link to the full source code published online under an open source license. Thank you.